FNC's Carlson, the trans movement is the mirror image of Christianity, and therefore its natural enemy. By Jeff Poor on March 29, 2023. Tuesday, FNC host Tucker Carlson reacted to what he deemed evidence of the so-called transgender movement becoming increasingly militant and possibly dangerous after three minors and three adults were allegedly killed by a transgender person earlier this week in Nashville. Carlson described the movement as the mirror image of Christianity, making it the religion's enemy. Transcript as follows. Carlson: "It was just last week that we noticed that parts of the transgender movement seemed to be getting militant and possibly dangerous. We did a whole segment about it on Thursday night. That segment was sparked by an NPR segment we had heard and never expected to hear. NPR, as always, as a matter of editorial policy, completely opposed to civilian ownership of firearms, with the possible exception of maybe IRS agents. Yet here suddenly was that very same station, National Public Radio, positively urging trans people to buy guns, as many guns as possible and if necessary, to use them. The world is dangerous," explained one trans gun owner. "You have to be dangerous back. That seems strange to us. Is the United States really a dangerous place for trans people? Well, West Baltimore is dangerous. You could easily get murdered there. But if you're trans in this country, obviously there are many downsides, but there do appear to be some benefits. It's a lot easier to get into Harvard, for example. It's definitely easier to get a job at Citibank or in the Biden White House. If your transgender can so much as fly a kite, the Pentagon will happily make you an F-35 pilot just so Hollywood can make a movie about it. Identifying as trans, whatever, again, its downsides, does convey status in this country, which is why so many young people now do. Not a lot of 19-year-olds are pretending to be car mechanics or a lineman for a regional power company in eastern Ohio. But plenty of college freshmen do pretend to be members of the opposite sex, and why wouldn't they? The people in charge despise working-class whites, but they venerate the trans community. People are just responding to incentives. It's rational in a way. But that does not explain the anger that we heard in that NPR segment. Why are some trans people so angry, and why do they seem to be mad specifically at traditional Christians? We can't think of any trans person who has ever been murdered by a pastor. As far as we know, that has never happened. So, it's not an actual threat of violence from Christians that's inspiring some trans people to buy an AR-15s. No, it has got to be more fundamental than that, and it is. The trans movement is the mirror image of Christianity, and therefore its natural enemy. In Christianity, the price of admission is admitting that you're not God. Christians openly concede that they have no real power over anything. And for that matter, very little personal virtue. They will tell you to your face that they are sinful and helpless and basically absurd. They're not embarrassed about any of this. They brag about it. "That saved a wretch like me," goes the most famous Christian hymn ever written in English. The trans movement takes the opposite view. Trans ideology claims dominion over nature itself. "We can change the identity we were born with," they will tell you with wild-eyed certainty. Christians can never agree with the statement because these are powers they believe God alone possesses. That unwillingness to agree, that failure to acknowledge a trans person's dominion over nature, incites and enrages some in the trans community. People who believe they are God can't stand to be reminded that they're not. So, Christianity and transgender orthodoxy are wholly incompatible theologies. They can never be reconciled. They are on a collision course with each other. One side is likely to draw blood before the other side. That's what we concluded last week. Yesterday morning, tragically, our fears were confirmed. A self-identified trans person called Audrey Hale committed mass murder at a Christian school in Nashville. Hale burst into a place called the Covenant School and executed 3 9-year-olds, as well as 3 adults. Police have released body cam footage from the end of the massacre. We're showing you just a small part of it. You can see the rest online if you want. We're not going to show it because it's too awful and sad. But what was almost sickening to see in a far more subtle and insidious way was the media coverage of yesterday's tragedy. Here's Derry Moran of ABC News, for example, suggesting that Christians were murdered in Tennessee because they infringed on the rights of transgendered people. Watch. Begin video clip. Derry Moran, ABC News: "Audrey Hale was, identified herself as a transgender person. The state of Tennessee earlier this month passed, and the governor signed a bill that banned transgender medical care for minors, as well as a law that prohibited adult entertainment, including male and female impersonators after a series of drag show controversies in that state. End video clip. Carlson, the state of Tennessee bans the sexual mutilation of children. Children get shot to death in a school. It's cause and effect. That's what ABC News is telling you. That's not far from justifying mass murder, but others took the next step. A group called the Trans Resistance Network said that the shooter's death was a complex tragedy that resulted from anti-trans bias. The Hershey Chocolate Company's new trans spokesman. Meanwhile, someone called Faye Johnston posted messages after the shooting complaining about trans misogyny. In Canada, a taxpayer-funded trans rights organization put out a statement that ignored the murder of the children in Nashville entirely and instead claimed that there has been an exponential rise in anti-trans violence. That is a lie. It's a provable lie, and in fact, the opposite is true. We seem to be watching the rise of trans terrorism. The man who tried to murder Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh after the repeal of Roe v. Wade, identified as a trans gamer girl. The man who shot up a nightclub in Colorado in this past November and murdered five people identified as non-binary, and now this and there could be more. Antifa has announced this coming Saturday is the Trans Day of Vengeance. Vengeance for what? That's not explained, but the suggestion is there will be violence in Washington this weekend. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted about this today. Because if there is a day of vengeance coming, the rest of us should probably know about it, and for doing so immediately had her official congressional Twitter account suspended. You're not supposed to talk about any of this, apparently, and the authorities in Nashville are certainly not planning to talk about it. They're doing their best not to. Here's the police chief of Nashville explaining that while he's happy to talk about the shooter's guns, he's not going to tell you anything about the shooter's motives. Watch. Begin video clip. John Drake, Nashville police chief. So, in the manifesto, there's several different writings about other locations. There were locations. There was talks about the school. There was a map of the school, a drawing of how potentially she would enter and the assaults that would take place. There's quite a bit of writing to it. I have not read the entire manifesto. Our team and the FBI has been working on this. End video clip. Carlson, well, that's interesting. Within what seemed like minutes, we saw pictures of the rifles and the pistol. We now have horrifying body cam footage from within the school. It is so unsettling, we're not going to show it to you. But somehow we can't see the manifesto in which the killer explains why she killed. Why is that? It's not accidental. You know exactly why it is, because it would make the obvious undeniable. The trans movement is targeting Christians, including with violence. Most Christian leaders in this country don't want to admit that. Admitting it might force them to take deeply unfashionable positions. But it is true, and anyone who is paying attention knows that it's true, and so, like most true things at this point, it is officially suppressed. Here, for example, is Joe Biden yelping again about how it's all your fault when these tragedies happen because you've got guns at home. This is from yesterday. Begin video clip. Joe Biden, President of the United States, we have to do more to stop gun violence. It's ripping our communities apart, ripping the soul of this nation. Ripping the very soul, the nation, and we have to do more to protect our schools so they aren't turned into prisons. You know, a shooter in this situation reportedly had two assault weapons and a pistol, two AK-47s. So, I call on Congress again to pass my assault weapons ban. End video clip. Carlson, so, we are going to prevent you from learning why the shooter did it. And we don't have to guess because she wrote a whole manifesto about why she did it. And we know that she did that because she told a friend of hers on Instagram that she did it, but we can't see it. We can only talk about the guns. We can't know what kind of drug she was taking, what kind of hormones or SSRI or benzodiazepines. We can only guess. We can only talk about the guns. Pass my assault weapons ban. That'll fix the problem, but Joe Biden is lying about that. He knows that he's lying, and you know that he's lying. Yesterday's massacre did not happen because of lax gun laws. Yesterday's massacre happened because of a deranged and demonic ideology that is infecting this country with the encouragement of people like Joe Biden. Let's start by being honest about that. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.